This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, you just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We will be joined in about 20 minutes by John Shombe, MLB play-by-play voice for the Chicago Cubs and ESPN. Always good to catch up with Boog Shombe. So that's coming up at 9:20.
Yeah, he's down in Dallas because they played the Rangers. I think they played the Rangers to open up the season.
Okay.
And so he's down in Dallas. They're off today, but yeah, we should have him on at 9:25 next
Very
segment.
Good. I wanted to bring up something that happened in Montgomery County yesterday. Did you guys see that there was a coyote attack yesterday?
I heard about this.
In Montgomery County. Not one, two separate attacks.
Same coyote.
Right. Yes.
I did see this on the news, and I think one of the women stabbed it.
That's what I heard, yes. And one of the women, I guess, was prepared, brought a knife with her out on a walk or whatever, and stabbed the coyote, and then
didn't kill it, though, right?
Well, then officers tracked it down
and shot it
and killed it.
Gotcha.
They're going to test it for
rabies. She wounded the coyote?
Wounded it, yes.
Makes me think of the Revenant, right?
It also makes me think of Drab. We've had a years-long debate.
Great movie, by the way.
It's a very good movie.
Yep.
Drab likes to think that if he were, like, trapped in a room, I think the argument was with, like, a 50-pound tiger.
No, it was a mountain lion. The hiker got attacked by some little tiny mountain lion.
50-pound mountain lion. I've said this many, many, many times.
Drab wishes it was a cougar.
I would like for somebody to bring in a wild 50-pound mountain lion, escort Valdez out of the studio and Mar, and just pit that mountain lion. Keep in mind, it's a wild animal against Drab T-shirt in an enclosed space. And see what happens.
Well, it'll never happen, obviously.
It'll never happen.
But he would be killed.
No, because the hiker beat up the mountain lion, didn't he?
I can't remember, but I think that's correct. I think the hiker may have kicked the mountain lion.
Or he killed it with his bare hands or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Well, if you can't beat up a coyote, then you got a problem. A coyote weighs like 30 pounds.
They're relatively small.
Yeah, but if they're sick.
They're sick and or super aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, it will hurt.
It'll definitely
bite you.
I'm not saying it'll kill you, but it's definitely going to get you.
You'll definitely come out of it with some scratches and some puncture wounds.
Definitely. Yeah. You're going to pick 100%. That thing up, though, after it bites you, and you're going to body slam it and break its back. Right,
like, no, it looks like you could break its neck with your bare hands.
Yeah, they are tiny. They are small.
I think, like, when it bites you, and it's going to bite you, like, on your forearms or your leg, then you just collapse on top of it and use your body weight against it.
Ground and pound.
Yeah. Give it the business.
I mean, if it's your life or the coyote's life, you're going
to
win.
You have to take apart that coyote.
Yeah. But a 50-pound mountain lion, that's a different story.
Where is this coyote coming from? That it's just showing up in
Burtonsville?
Showing up in Burtonsville, in our pal Glenn Hardesty's old hood. Like, where is the coyote coming from?
I don't know.
They're just roaming around.
They just roam.
They're just roamers.
Yeah, like B-52s used to
talk.
Yeah,
you ever heard
about
of Home on the Range where the coyotes roam?
I think it's deer and the antelope, but coyotes, you could throw that in there too. Sure, why not? I just find it weird, like, now, like if I'm out walking my dog with my wife, I have to keep my head on a swivel for a coyote.
Well, I can't believe that woman had the foresight to bring protection with her during the walk, and then also be prepared for a wild animal attack.
Like if I'm out on a walk, I'm not bringing like a folding knife with me in case there's a rabid coyote or a fox on the walk.
Well, it definitely had to be rabid because
definitely.
Coyotes,
they wouldn't
nocturnal?
Attack you.
I'm not sure.
Definitely.
You're asking me a question that I'm not going to step
into
that trap.
If a night animal is out during the day and it attacks a human,
right.
It's definitely going to be rabid.
Mm. Yeah.
It's got some issues
going on.
Maybe
it was out trying to set a trap to get the roadrunner.
All right, hold on.
Possibly was doing that.
According to Bob Goo.
Acme products.
According to Bob Goo.
Yes, Bob Goo.
Coyotes are not strictly nocturnal.
Ooh.
They may be observed during the day, are generally more active after sunset. So generally, you're correct, but they're not 100% nocturnal.
I believe these attacks occurred like middle of the day, like broad daylight.
Yeah.
There was no twilight. It wasn't even close to like the sun setting. So I guess if you're walking your pets in Montgomery County, you got to worry about coyotes.
Yeah, I can't leave your dog outside fenced. Right? Letting it go run around, sniff around outside, unattended.
And the coyotes jump on it.
Probably not a great idea.
Especially got a little wuss dog like Cakes.
Yeah.
Hey, those are my former dogs. My current dog
is
Winnie. Around 40 pounds. Right. And she's
starting to get legit.
She's pretty muscly. She's pretty intense.
I can't tell you how many of my neighbors just have the smallest little...
yap dogs.
Yeah, this yap dogs.
Right. Drives you crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're fine, but, man, I just do not like those real small dogs.
Not a fan.
Especially chihuahuas.
Right. You're
chihuahuas are the worst.
Chihuahuas are one of the ugliest dogs.
They are. They're definitely the ugliest.
And poodles.
so many doodles now. Poodles mixed with whatever whatever other
Labradoodles.
Breed. Super hot.
Golden doodle.
Golden doodle.
The hottest dog out there right now.
Also, I think it's because they don't shed. Golden doodles don't shed.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
So there's a lot of clean freaks.
Mm.
And then people who are allergic to dogs.
What about those real small dogs? I can't remember what breed it is, but they look like boxers, but they're really small.
Oh, you're thinking of like a French bulldog.
French bulldog.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are terrible. Well, don't like French bulldogs.
Those are kind of ugly.
They're psycho.
Well, here's what I know about French bulldogs. If you're walking one of those around the streets of D.C., there's a good chance somebody's going to come and steal your dog from you.
Right.
Because they're high-priced pups.
They are. So this woman who stabbed the coyote, was she carrying the knife because she had heard that there was a coyote on the loose?
And I don't know. Maybe she's just attacking
people? Or just basic protection.
So it could be protection just for some psycho dude who's going to attack her.
That certainly could have been
why
she had it.
Just happened to be a coyote.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh. Don't know much about coyotes. Certainly don't know about the Arizona coyotes. I mean, other than the fact that they came in a few months ago and gave the Caps a beatdown.
Yeah.
Like last month, and it was a distressing loss. The Caps have bounced back since.
Coyotes have one of the best stories of the year in the hockey so far.
Shane Doan's kid,
who grew up in Phoenix, went to Arizona State, played hockey there, makes his NHL debut for the same team his dad played for, and scores two goals and wins him the game.
That is a pretty good story.
The Shane Donger.
Shane Donger. Little showboat.
God, I would love to talk to that woman again.
We got a bunch
Shane Donger.
It's been a while.
We got a bunch of coyote experts.
Yeah, apparently
all right, let's
so.
Talk to
everybody knows everything about coyotes. So let's go to Ben. He's calling it from Silver Spring. Ben, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I actually live in Burtonsville, but I figured if I said from Burtonsville, no one knows where the hell that is.
Oh, I know where it is.
Oh, we know where
that's
Burtonsville
Coyote
is.
Central, my friend.
ever since the ICC went up, it's really screwed up like the migration paths or whatever you want to call it of stuff like deer and fox and coyote. They've been around for a while. You can actually hear them at night.
Yeah.
So this is like nothing new for people who live in this part of Montgomery County.
So you've seen a bunch
right
of them.
There they are.
I don't see them.
You just hear them. You just hear them.
Well, right. And what happened was, this is kind of a sick story. A friend of mine left his guinea pig out one night.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the next day it was gone, and they heard coyote that night in the backyard.
Yeah, it was a feast.
Who leaves a guinea pig out in the backyard? Like, you just let it run around.
Did he just forget about it?
Like in a cage or something?
What happened was, his daughter, who the guinea pig was away at camp, and she said, you know, he likes to go out and play in the grass. Well, they were outside doing stuff. He doesn't move much.
Yeah.
And they forgot they took him outside. They went back like a couple hours later. It was dark out.
He was gone. Yep.
Gone.
That stinks.
And they don't move very fast, so I think it was somebody's dinner.
Yeah. No, all right. 100%. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the intel. Yep. Let's go to Steve. Apparently, we have a bunch of coyote experts, like Drab T-shirt said. Steve, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Yeah, that guy was the expert. Johnny Case, you always make me laugh when you're surprised about the wildlife. He said one day if you opened your door and you saw a deer in the yard, you'd freak out. You've got more open woodland and wildlife where you live than anybody I know.
I mean, I guess. I mean, there are woods around where I live, yes. I don't know if it's that wide open, but sure. Okay. I haven't seen a coyote ever. Not once. I guess it's not that strange, though, to see them in Montgomery County.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've heard them out where I live, but I've never seen them. So I mean, maybe I have. I just thought it was
this.
A fox.
You've heard this.
I think I've heard that before. Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard this.
But there's
sound.
All kinds of crazy stuff going on out there in Loudoun County.
That sound effects put me on tilt.
A few years ago when I was back home, I remember asking my dad why he had this old rusty pitchfork.
Okay.
Like in the garage, and he said, that's my coyote killing pitchfork.
Really?
And he grabs it and he runs out and he chases these coyotes back into the woods. And stabs them because he doesn't want them coming on his property and eating his dog or
right.
other things that he could eat.
Also a killing instrument of Michael Myers in one of the countless Halloween movies. I can't remember which one.
I think it was The Return of Michael Myers.
You would know better than I.
I think it was number 4. Okay. Were there screwing in the hay.
Okay.
Right? In the barn at the party.
And he comes in.
And he comes out and he just stabs him.
Valdez and I love to watch movies in his little production studio around the corner from where we broadcast. Mm-hmm. Found it very weird. I think it was last week. I walked in and this is mid to late March. There's a Halloween movie playing on the TV in like March.
Yeah, who's showing that?
I think it's. Should Maybe be illegal to
it was
play
probably Halloween 3, right?
Halloween movies outside of like October.
It was Resurrection. It's when they had the body cams.
And that's the one.
Yeah,
the
and
one
they had to spend the night in Michael Myers' house.
The one with
and Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes is in one of the Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the Leprechaun Halloween? Isn't that
the one with the masks? That's Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah, maybe it was for St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe it was.
It wasn't that movie. I can tell you that with certainty, because that movie stinks. Should never have been in the Halloween universe for all of you Halloween nerds.
Halloween 3?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that.
Terrible. Had nothing to do with the first two Halloweens.
How many Halloweens have there been? Like 20?
There have been probably around 20.
Yeah.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And like a sucker, I think I've seen most of them. Well, and who am I kidding? I've seen all of them.
Next time you and Amy take a walk to Needwood, or whatever the lake is.
Right.
To make sure you bring your knife.
I have to bring a knife.
You'll never know.
I have to be armed.
A coyote's going to attack you.
I mean, you're kind of doing a bit, but.
But kind of not.
I'm a paranoid person, so I might do that. I think I might have a knife in my backpack.
Well, there you go.
That might work for this sort of thing. Hold on. See if I can find it. Hold on.
You have a knife in your backpack?
I think.
It's kind of weird.
I think I did at one point. I may have moved it.
It's kind of strange. That
is that when you were walking?
I've got it right here.
Homewood?
Look, lock. I'm going to break.
Oh, that thing?
That's not.
You think this wouldn't hurt?
That's not a knife.
You think? Okay. Yeah, right. This may not be a Crocodile Dundee knife, but I guarantee you, if I stuck you with this knife, you.
That's a flesh wound.
Okay. But this knife's pretty sharp, and it would hurt.
Uh-huh.
You think this wouldn't hurt?
Of course it would.
It definitely would.
It would hurt a coyote.
It would hurt Maldese. So it would hurt if I stabbed him.
I mean,
with
that's nothing.
Okay, you again. It's nothing.
Let's see it.
This is like a 2.5.
Go in there and try. Go in there and try and stab.
Go stab Mar.
It's got a serrated edge on it too. Yeah. This, if I stabbed you with this, it would hurt, and I would probably get written up by PR. If
HR wouldn't get sized.
HR would not be happy if I stabbed you with this knife to prove a point.
We're all doing
prove a point. Get it?
We're all doing videos where we have to answer questions about stabbing at the workplace next year because of you.
Probably would. And again, this is a fixed blade knife, Valdez. For me to retract the blade, I have to press this little doohickey here, hold it down.
I mean,
this is my coyote killer right here.
I mean, that thing's for opening cans.
Okay, well, you know what else it would open? It would open your torso if I stuck it in your belly.
I have too much fat for that thing to hit organs.
Okay.
I still want to see it.
You keep thinking that.
Kicks, I got something similar right here. I got a little mini Leatherman.
Okay, now that, I can barely see that through the glass. That one is tiny.
It's really small, but
yeah.
I always keep it in my bag.
You never know.
Multi-purpose.
You never know when you're going to need it, right?
Bingo.
Never know.
Well, if a small sparrow attacks you, Mar, you probably kill it.
I don't know. The knife is pretty nubs.
Hey, you creeps down in the parking garage here at 1015 Half Street, you better watch out. Now, the problem is I had to fumble for a minute through my backpack to find this knife, but I've got it now. So keep your heads on a swivel. All right, when we come back, we're definitely going to switch gears. We're not going to talk about coyotes and stabbing our producers with a knife. We're going to talk to John Shambi. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with him next here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.